Welcome to Even If You Miss Podcasts. We are Jamie, Erica, and Amelia, and we think that this week's episode is crucial for parents and kids to understand. This week, we are talking about screen time. We know the haters are going to hate and the gamers are going to love, but we wanted to look at this topic from two perspectives, the lighter side of screen time and the darker side of screen time.
Let's start with the lighter side of screen time. When we say lighter, we mean positives. Think about how fast technology gets information to us. It's incredible that we can FaceTime our grandparents and send a text to our mom to come and pick us up. It's also magical how Google knows everything. But be careful, Google doesn't always tell the truth.
We can teach ourselves pretty much how to do anything through YouTube tutorials, and we can listen to any type of music that we want. All we have to do is type it in. Our world is rotating around the use of screen time.
While we were listening to podcasts, which are also a bright side to screen time because they can teach us so much, we found out that there are some ways that parents can feel better about screen time. The first way to help with the type of use of screen time is for parents to share the screen with their kids whenever possible.
This might look like playing with the kids when they are allowed to use their devices. Parents might also want to talk with their kids about the choices they choose when they are on their devices. You could also treat this app like a picture book and have your kids walk you through it together, which gives a parent the way to monitor through active mediation.
We heard a great strategy from a podcast called The Life Kit, and they challenge parents to listen to their kids on what they are choosing and to focus more on connection than control. Mentor and guide your kids like you do for other parts of their learning.
We also learned that balancing screen time is much more than time. It's all about balancing your priorities over time. Look at what time your family is using and really reflect on the content and whether or not it's good for our growing brains. Establish screen-free zones, but then spend time with us on our screens so that it is not such a bad thing anymore. Choose educational apps and model for us how to use our devices at times rather than always. Us humans seem to want immediate feedback or information. We have forgotten that silence and working on our patient by waiting without a device in our hands can be really good for our brains too.
Now, let's focus on the darker side of technology. Kids and adults are becoming more and more obsessed with screens. Look around at our world. All we see are the tops of people's heads, scrolling on their phone. If you think there is nothing to do in this world, then we need to be aware that screen time is becoming a problem that could build into an addiction. If screen time is our only motivation, that is also a big problem. If it is all we think about and all we do then we might want to cut down the time we spend on our devices as well.
Rules over screen time is also one of the top causes for families to argue with each other. This can be very hard on parent/kid relationships. Pay attention to our emotional relationships that we have with our screen. If you are feeling sad or not worthy because of likes or perfect people that you see on the screen, then you need to change what you are looking at on your device. The time that you spend on your screen should be to educate you and make you happy.
Our world is already in chaos and run by technology. If not used properly, devices can be one of the major causes of chaos. Our world needs us, not robots, so we really have to pay attention to this and make more space for relationships that are face-to-face rather than secluding ourselves into a hole of scrolling and zombie-like awareness of what's going on around us.
We kids need human connection. We need each other face-to-face, talking with one another. If we don't get a handle on this, we will more and more problems. We humans are wired to connection. The connection we are talking about is no Wi-Fi.
Kids, this is not just our parents' responsibility. We need to be the ones who manage our choices for screen time as well. We need to think about the types of things we are exposing ourselves to, as well as how much time we are on our devices. If we want our parents to not treat us like little kids, then we have to act responsibly.
We are the difference makers. Remember, that means we have to do things that are hard. It's hard to put down our devices, but it's so worth it. Pick up a ball, grab a friend, and go play outside. You might be surprised by how much fun you have. dust off the board games that are hiding in your closet, and play a game with your family. Go for a walk with your dog and talk with a friend rather than text them. We can do this. Let's reconnect with what is really important, each other.